Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is an episode about being British. The third part of my series, which is all about, well, being British. The difficulties that come with being from the United Kingdom. So today is all about a very important word, banter. Now, you might not know what this means because it's very, very specific to my country. But hopefully by the end of today's podcast, you will understand what it means, what it's all about, why some people love it, and why some people don't love it. Before I talk about banter, I'm going to give you some vocabulary that I will be using in today's podcast. So first of all is a verb, to tease. To tease, T-E-A-S-E. This is to make fun or attempt to provoke someone, possibly an animal, in a playful way. To tease someone, to make fun of someone. Next is a remark. Remark, R-E-M-A-R-K. If you make a remark, then you make a comment. You say something specific about something or someone. Next is an adjective, light-hearted, one word, light-hearted. This means cheerful or carefree. If you say something in a light-hearted way, then you're very relaxed, carefree about it. Next, pressing, and this is an adjective. Pressing means urgent. So for example, a pressing issue. It means that this issue is urgent. Next is an expression, to be on the receiving end. If you're on the receiving end, it means you are the victim of something, to be on the receiving end of something. And finally, another expression, each to their own. And this is an expression which we use to emphasize the idea that we all have different attitudes. So if somebody does something completely different to the way that you do it, you might say, well, each to their own. Just because I do it my way, it doesn't mean that other people have to do it my way too. In fact, they do it a different way, each to their own. So listen out for those words and expressions whilst I talk about banter. Today, I'm going to teach you a word which is used a lot in British English. Banter. I really don't like the word, but you hear it all the time, and it has quite a unique and specific meaning. Banter is defined as the playful and friendly exchange of teasing remarks. So typically, friends, even work colleagues, banter with each other. They make jokes about something embarrassing that happened to the other person or the clothes that someone is wearing. It's meant to be light-hearted, and it's a big part of British culture. Banter happens in a number of different situations and settings. It could happen at the workplace. Rather than immediately discussing the pressing matter at the start of a phone conversation or a meeting, the participants may engage in some friendly banter. For example, if I was growing a moustache, the other person might comment on how I look like Borat. It happens in friendship groups and often in sports teams. As British people, we have to accept it when we're on the receiving end of banter. In fact, often it's a compliment. If someone is teasing you, it means they feel comfortable with you. So banter can be fun. But I think it has a darker side. It can be used as an excuse for bullying someone or making insulting remarks. A famous British sports presenter once made sexist remarks while off-air but on camera. The clips were released onto the internet and he was sacked from his very high-profile job. His excuse? It was just banter. He argued he wasn't being serious, just making light-hearted jokes. Obviously, there's no place anywhere for sexism or racism or homophobia and so on. But if we can just blame banter, pretending that we're just joking, well, then we have an excuse to make offensive jokes. Others argue that it's political correctness gone mad, and we can't make jokes about anything anymore without offending someone. Whether it's just a bit of fun or has a darker side to it, I personally don't like banter because I think it's not very funny. I think there are better ways to communicate with friends, family and colleagues than teasing them. But each to their own, I suppose. So, do you banter with your friends and workmates? Do you find it funny? Okay, so hopefully you have a good understanding now of this very important word in Britain, banter. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it interesting. I will be doing more of these Being British podcasts in the future. But if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're just interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.